Ladies and gentlemen, TF2 and Mike here from the Geekcast Radio Network and from the Command Center, our Power Rangers podcast. I just wanted to give everyone a heads up. Even though in iTunes and on the RSS feed from the Command Center is tagged explicit, I've tried to keep the cursing, at least on my part, to a minimum. Because I know, you know, Scotty and PCN, they are a family-friendly site. But it is tagged explicit, and I do curse, beta curses, a little bit. But there's one moment coming up here in the intro to the show where I curse a lot. So just wanted to give you guys a heads up. There is cursing in this episode, so turn back now if you don't want to be offended.
You're the worst podcaster of all time, Mike. God.
Mastodon!
Triceratops!
Saber-tooth tiger!
Welcome to a collaboration between the Geekcast Radio Network and the Pop Culture Network. This is From the Command Center, the podcast, episode 26. I am one of your hosts, Steve, Joe, and Mike. And joining me from PCN is Scotty Cash. Hello.
Hello, senor. How are you?
I am good. I'm okay.
Why you say it like that?
It isn't even summer yet, and I'm already sick of the damn heat. I am not a hot weather person whatsoever. Ugh. And of course, you know, I have to sit here in heat in my apartment as far as not having the AC on, because it'll come through the mic, and then we'll get people bitching on iTunes about, oh, hey, the background noise,
oh.
Jerks. And also joining us once again is... the Super Sentai guy, Spade of the Vault Matrix. Hello.
Konnichiwa.
Yes, yes. And today we are here to talk about fashion. Yeah, I did that a little too well. So, yeah, we're going to be counting down the best five and the worst five Power Rangers costumes. Scotty, how did you go about making your list?
It was very difficult, actually. Because there, to be honest, there isn't any of their uniforms or suits that I honestly hate. I mean, there might be a small detail that I don't like about it, but overall, I like how they're all different. You know, there's a couple that might resemble one another, but that doesn't make them bad. You know what I mean? Like, when we were doing villains, I legit hated people. Like, I really hated them people. I wish they didn't exist. But it's like these suits, it was actually kind of hard to do this list because I was like, oh, but what about this one? And it was more hard to put five on a bad list than it was to put five on a good list.
See, I started out with, like, when I made the bad list, I started out with the number one.
Well, yeah, and I'm sure we all have the same one.
I'm pretty sure. None of us have seen each other's lists for this countdown here, but I'm pretty sure all three of us will have the same number one worst costume in Power Rangers history. I then went through, and for me, I went through and I wrote down different series, and then I mixed them around and moved them around, and the same thing for the best ones. I did the same thing. Actually, I had to combine. I will say right now, Spade and I talked about this off air the other day. How he and I have compiled our list is by series. So whatever the main suit is in that series, that's what we used. I have only two exceptions to that rule because they were a sixth ranger. My other exception is the super mode of one of the suits because I just think it's badass.
So you are counting the super mode as one of your...
My number one for best, it's the regular suits, but it also is...
Well, don't tell us!
I'm not telling you what it is! Anyway, what about you, Spada?
I just went, I looked at all the suits, and I kind of kept whatever their upgraded forms were in the back of my head, because I went with, this is how the show was introduced... These are the suits that we are going to get for pretty much the rest of the series. Let's go from there. And I went by teams. I didn't pick I liked the Black Ranger from MMPR as a best and the Yellow Ranger as MMPR as a worst. No, I went with the whole team because, let's face it, Power Rangers is about being a team.
Right.
And if you're, you've got to be color coordinated, damn it.
Yes, you really, really do. There's not much really going on in Power Rangers news-wise. I know that one thing we do need to talk about, did you guys see the... I don't understand why Rangers are going to TMZ. I just don't get it. Like, what the hell is so important about TMZ? Why don't just... like, if you have something to say about the reunion, throw it up on a YouTube channel that you have. Don't go to TMZ.
TMZ has the eyeballs and the traffic. That is the only reason.
That, but
and you know how still... you know how Tommy or Tommy, geez, you know how Jason David Frank is. He is a self-promoter to the end, and he will go to wherever the most eyeballs are. TMZ gets crazy traffic. I mean, absolutely insane amounts of traffic. We're talking like tens of millions of hits a day.
Yeah. I get it. I just don't like it because when you go to that place, they will, you know, basically twist your words like what happened with the whole Billy and Zach thing.
That's the risk you run. And honestly, more you know what? Bad publicity is still publicity.
Yeah, there is no bad publicity.
I would say there is, but
if you're trying to get your name out, then not necessarily.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
If you start arguing with so and so and you talk bad about his dead mom and you hate his kids and his dog, someone's gonna go, Who is this guy? And they're gonna look up your name. You know, it's still gonna get your name out.
Yeah, that's true. All right. Normally we save this for the end of the show, but I need to put it here because I'm just so mad. I'm not mad now, but I was mad initially. We have two new iTunes reviews. One is from Joe Mama 1969. It is a 5-star review. The title is Theme Songs. I like what you had to say about the themes. I agree Mystic Force was not good. I love the SPD and Zeo. I enjoyed the closing song. Was it Freak Out from Dino Thunder? In the Dino Thunder episode, yes, it was. And he also says that he did buy the Samurai song. Says everyday fun. So thank you for the 5-star review and the kind words and your thoughts on the countdowns. The next one is basically on iTunes. We've had 41 total reviews in 2 years. Out of 41 reviews, 3 of them are extremely critical. And this is the newest one. Embarrassing 1-star review by Brown Coat, whatever. I don't even know how to say the rest of the stupid name on this. One of the hosts is okay, but the other, wow, the single worst podcaster I've ever heard. He comes off incredibly amateurish, yet he says he does 50 podcasts. Well, obviously he's talking about me. That's just scary. He's not funny, but he makes unfunny jokes constantly. You can tell the other host thinks they aren't funny because most of the time he doesn't laugh at them, and there are awkward silence when the host is laughing at his own joke. Almost every joke works this way. Even when he did a joke with the opening song, which in and of itself was fine, then he had to go out of his way to say he did a joke, which made it unfunny. Also, his laugh is really annoying. I understand it's not something he can control. Asshat. When he constantly comes off his own funny jokes, it's just irritating. Now, that's not only the biggest problem. The biggest nails against the chalkboard I want to scream at my MP3 player problem is how bad he is at critical thinking. I almost feel bad for him because he clearly doesn't have any idea what critical thinking or analyzing is. The best example I can come up with is he nitpicked minor logic jump in the MNPR movie, and when the other host told him that he was just nitpicking, he replied by saying he was just looking at it with a critical eye. No, looking at it with a critical eye would be addressing the fact that no one in the entire film has a character arc, or that the villain lacks motivation, or that the great power is both all-powerful and at the same time seems to do nothing. The fact that he thinks a small nitpick is critically analyzing is quite frankly insulting. This persists throughout the entire show that he brings up minor inconsistencies, and he says he's being critical but ignores actual problems. Also, when the host discusses a series, he just reads the Wikipedia entry. Okay, first of all, no. The only time I have ever read their Wikipedia entries is when, say, Scotty asks me what Zord was that, or remind me of this, and that's when I read Wikipedia entries. The only other time I've read Wikipedia entries is when I was synopsizing the season of whatever series of whatever franchise of it we were on. That's the only. I have never directly read from Wikipedia the entire time of this show. Not like the entire, like an hour and a half podcast is not just me reading from Wikipedia.
Yeah, this show's based off of our opinions more or less than, you know, we've stated plenty of times that our facts probably have, you know, more flaws and holes in them than not. But yeah, I don't. Yeah.
He goes on to say he couldn't even bother to take notes on the show he's supposed to be reviewing. And it's not like he just had Wikipedia up for a quick reference. He just reads Wikipedia verbatim and often says he doesn't even remember a thing he's reading about. I've listened to this because there aren't really other podcasts going throughout the Power Rangers series. Sadly, this elementary-level podcast is the only thing there is. I shudder to think what the host's other 50 podcasts sound like. You'd think 50 in, he'd have gained some level of maturity or professionalism. Okay, my initial reaction when I first read this is, are you fucking kidding me?
Wow.
When I sat back and I looked at it, I was like, sure, you know, there are certain podcasts out there that I don't like listening to certain hosts, so I won't listen to that show. Do I go on iTunes and give them a negative review because I don't like the sound of their voice or the sound of their laugh or whatever? No, I don't. I just go, you know, I just ignore it. I understand. I actually searched out in doing research to reply to this review here. Besides us and No Pink Spandex, there's only maybe three other major Power Rangers podcasts in iTunes. So, you know, one bad review out of 41. You know, and in the past when we were just beginning, yes, I know there are a couple of negative reviews on iTunes saying that we're getting our facts wrong and stuff like that. We did that in the beginning. You know, like Scotty just said, you know, we've always stated that sometimes we get our facts wrong. But the fact that this guy says that I'm the worst podcaster ever, no, there are, trust me, I've heard worse than me. But you know,
this is personal opinion, Mike.
Yeah, no, I know, and that's fine, and he can have that, and he can go to his little corner of the world, and
he's probably just trying to prove a point. If you looked him dead in the eye and said, "I'm really the worst podcaster ever," he'd be like, "Okay, you know what I mean." I'm sure he doesn't mean you're the worst. He's just trying to get a point across.
Yeah,
you're obviously
no, and I get that, and I'm fine. Like I said, I think I sent you guys the email on Sunday about this.
Yeah.
So I first read this on Sunday, and, you know, again, initial reaction to any negative review for me is like what I just said a second ago, you know, because I have been doing this. I have been actually podcasting for 5 years. Steve and I started the network. It'll be 4 years ago this June 1st, so yay for anniversaries. But I have immensely grown. Like, if he wants an example of my worst podcasting, go listen to my very first show.
We don't.
You know what I mean? It's one of those things where he can have his opinion and that's fine. And I'm not going to let it get me down, and I'm not going to let it stop us from doing what we're doing here now, you know, but it's still,
you already let it get you down.
Nah, not really.
You already got frustrated about it. He obviously.
I got frustrated about it. Did it put me into a deep depression? No, not really.
I would hope to God of somebody's opinion doesn't put you into deep depression. Even if it's the Pope, you know, that's their. I mean, I guess I'm different than everybody else, but I could care less what somebody thinks. I don't read YouTube comments. I don't read. When you sent us that link, I assumed it was bad. I could care less.
No. When I sent you guys the link about. We do have a lot of fans, and I appreciate all the fans that have continued on and listened with us. There's one guy that's actually started out. He's a member on the PCN boards, Chaotix 12345.
Right.
He's a super supporter of ours, and I sent you the link. I wanted you to look at it because he was pointing out stuff.
Oh no, I did look at that, but when you're like, look at this mother effing thing. I'm just like, I don't have time for this.
Yeah.
No, I read that, and he's probably right. It probably was the Ranger from, what he said?
Megaforce.
Yeah, well, whatever. They're all the same. If you're yellow, you're yellow.
All right. We're going to start out with the worst of the worst today, so we're going to get to our top five worst after this.
Ready? Come on, who are you punks?
We're the Samurai Rangers! Samurizer!
Go, go, Samurai!
Alright, we are starting out with the five worst Power Rangers costumes. Unlike last week, I do only have one honorable mention here, since seeing as how everyone complained about, oh, you can't have more than one.
What's an go ahead, Ninja, never mind.
Ninja Storm. I just didn't care for the designs on the Ninja Storm outfits. They're not like, oh my god, horrible, but I just like, I like the Thunder Rangers. I thought those were cool, but the main three Ninja Storm Rangers, I didn't care for those outfits at all.
Weren't they exactly the same but different colors?
That's probably why I didn't care for them.
Well, I'm saying, you said the Thunder Rangers. They were exactly the same thing.
No. Maybe I'm thinking of their... No, they were slightly different.
Spada?
I don't know. I don't remember. Maybe I'm thinking of the Thunder Zords. The Thunder Rangers Zords. I don't know.
Because
they had those kind of weird-looking Zords.
We'll talk
things.
About it later, because I'm sure that's going to show up in somebody's list.
Oh. All right, so getting to the worst. Oh, well, Spada, do you have any honorable mentions for worst?
Indeed I do. My honorable mention for the worst is Lord Zedd's Evil Rangers.
The Psychos?
No.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
For those of you who don't know, when Lord Zedd, I can't remember if it was in the very beginning, but at one point in like a two or a three-parter, Lord Zedd got these kids from high school, or the high school they were everyone was going to, and put them in the worst, most god-awful costumes I have ever seen. Like, first-year cosplayers could do better jobs than that.
I think that I could be wrong. People can correct us. I know it wasn't Mutiny, because the Mutiny three-parter was basically Zedd's introduction. I think it might have been Island of Illusion, but I could be wrong. Any other honorable mention?
Nope, just that one.
That's how it works, Mike. Just one.
They can't see this, and you people at home can't hear this. I'm flipping them both off right now. Scotty, honorable mentions?
No, not really.
What is your number five, Scotty, for worst costume?
My number five, and again, there's probably only one costume that I could do without, and I don't even hate it, and it's going to be obviously my number one, but my number five is Lightspeed Rescue. Again, I don't mind Lightspeed Rescue costume at all. In fact, I kind of like it, but if I have to put it on a list, it's just kind of ordinary, it's kind of plain, it's going to be my number five.
All right, Spada, five.
Give me just a second. My number five is actually Space.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Because the only thing they have is that thing going across the chest, and that's about it. All the helmet designs are practically the same.
Yeah.
There's no difference in the helmets, and overall, it's kind of boring.
And plus their actual, I know this isn't part of the actual Ranger costume, but their jackets are essentially AOL emails.
Yes.
The messenger. You've got mail.
They were just ahead of the times, dude.
Apparently so. All right, my number five is... Where's your dog, Charlie Brown?
Yeah.
Lost Galaxy. They are the Charlie Brown costumes of Power Rangers. Oh, man. It's just... You know, there's no... Like, sure, the helmets are different, and that's all great and cool, but the actual design of the actual costumes, they're all the same. And I get it. It's supposed to be a team. It's supposed to be a uniform thing. But who was making up these costumes? Who made up the idea for them to have multicolored Charlie Brown shirts?
Some dude in Japan.
Obviously Snoopy.
It's Woodstock getting revenge. All right, number four, Scotty.
In Space.
Wow.
Yep, kind of just reminds me of Turbo, slightly different.
Yeah, I can see that.
And again, I don't hate it. It's just not one of my favorites.
No. Spada, number four.
Time Force.
The hell is wrong with you?
It's a giant freaking arrow pointing to their crotch. What time is it? Look down. I mean, seriously, come on.
Okay, my number four is Samurai. First of all, they don't use the training suits enough. Second of all, the actual Ranger costumes, I hate the whole symbol power makes their helmet shapes. I understand that's the point of it, but it just looks too strange to me. Jaden's helmet looks like it's something out of a bad horror movie.
Well, it is Jaden.
That's true. All right, number three, Scotty.
Lost Galaxy.
Wow.
Yep. I mean, it's, you know, again, I don't mind it. Just kind of ordinary. Just kind of plain. You know what I mean? Nothing really spectacular about it.
Yeah. Spada, number four. Number, Three. Yeah, number three. I'm sorry.
Turbo! Because there's really not much from that series I like. I get the overall design aesthetic is okay, but when you have a little yellow parallelogram or trapezoid or whatever the hell that shape is on their chest, and it's off yellow to be with the Yellow Ranger, and they all have... I will admit, the headlights built into their helmets is actually kind of cool, because... I mean, you know, at night, I kind of wish I had a mounted headlight or something like that. That'd be kind of cool, but I don't know. There's not much from Turbo that I do like.
Yeah.
You just love Justin. That's it, right?
Oh, fuck that guy.
Oh, come on.
Come on. What about you, Mike? Who's your third?
Wild Force. Out of the original five Rangers, I just find those suits to be very bland. The helmets are cool because obviously they're all designed after the animals, but the actual, like, the actual bodysuit, it's just meh. And hey, let's have, you know, company emblems on the upper left portion of our chests. No, it's just bland as all hell. What's your number two, Scotty?
Operation Overdrive.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Just wasn't a fan of them. My second and first one are both kind of like, they're probably the only ones that I'm just like, meh, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I still don't hate them, just don't love them.
Yeah. Spada, number two.
Jungle Fury.
Okay, why?
Now, the power or the upgraded suits that they get are much, much better. I will say that first of all. But the original Jungle Fury suits are, besides the black highlights on their upper torso, there's nothing else to the suit. I mean, it's just like, okay, we took red spandex, blue spandex, and yellow spandex, and added just a very little bit of hint of color of black based on the animal that they are representing. I will admit, I do like their helmets, but okay, they're all cats. You effectively have the Voltron Rangers going on here.
That get activated by sunglasses.
Yes.
My number two is the Alien Rangers. First of all, I hate everything about the Alien Rangers. I've never liked them at all, and their costumes are just fugly. They just are. All right, Scotty, what is your number one?
Mystic Force.
Spada.
My number one is the Alien Rangers.
Really? What?
Yeah.
Okay, then. Wow.
Because they are boring. They are stupid. They just are absolutely terrible looking to me. But if you watch the Japanese version of the show, the characters have actual ninja garb that they're wearing in, like, everyday
What the hell is a garb?
Clothing. Ninja clothing.
Like, they're, like, underneath? Or what do you mean?
No, they're not wearing street clothes. You never... I don't think... When I have seen
cockroaches... So it's like real ninjas.
Like real ninjas, yeah. They are dressed like real ninjas would be in their normal everyday garb.
Gotcha.
And it looks so much better than what they end up with in Ranger form. I get the simplistic design. I get what they were going for. But let's face it, the Alien Rangers on the whole, compared to the whole Power Rangers, most people don't really like the Alien Rangers saga.
Yeah, no, not at all.
Well, not only... No, we don't need to get into it. Yeah, you're right.
We'll get into it when we do commentaries on some of those episodes.
Dude, I'm sick that day, dude.
Bad episode. Whatever. You'll bleed for this podcast. You know you will.
Probably.
My number one worst costume. To quote Edna, no capes! Mystic Force. Oh my god. Their powered-up versions were better than the original versions, I'll admit that, but... Power Rangers do not need capes for costumes.
Spada, in your top five, you didn't have Mystic Force. Do you like the Mystic Force costumes?
We'll talk about that later.
Okay. Wow. Oh boy. Holy cow.
Why didn't you like the Mystic Force costume, Scotty?
Probably more so because of the cape. I mean, I do like the color of... I'm a big fan of when the outfits are mostly colored. You know what I mean?
Right.
But I don't know. I could just really do without the capes.
All right, we're gonna take a quick break, and we'll come back with our five best Power Rangers costumes after this.
They're too strong for us. Rangers, use your morphers. Hey, you with the hot temper. Destroy Mariner Bay? You must go through us to do it.
Gladly.
Ready?
Lightspeed! Rescue!
Damn it, Tiger!
Dr. O.
Ready! Ready! Dino Thunder! Power up! Ha!
A black dino gem. Let me guess. The power of invisibility.
Looks like it.
That gem belongs to my master.
There's two things you guys need to learn about dino gems. One, you can't choose them. They choose you.
What's the other?
They go real well with dino morphers.
Aren't you a little old for this, Tommy?
I may be old, but I can still pull it off.
Dino Thunder, power up!
All right, it is time to get to the good stuff. It is time to get to our five best Power Rangers costumes. I have one honorable mention. I don't know why they didn't make my list, but you'll see. The honorable mention I have is the MMPR movie suits. I love those things. It was a more sleek, metallic, basically embossed-looking version of the MMPR television suits. And they were just so cool.
Cool.
Oh, yeah, they definitely were.
Any honorable mentions, Scotty?
Nope.
Spada?
Psycho Rangers.
Oh, okay.
They're not technically... The reason I give them an honorable mention is because they're not good guys. They are not the Rangers, but they are damn cool.
Yeah.
I would like to switch my honorable mention to the Psycho Rangers as well.
That's funny. All right, Scotty, number five. What do you got for best?
RPM.
Oh my God, you actually like RPM?
Oh, absolutely. Just because they're different. You know, they're supposed to be a race car suit. So, you know, they got their animal with their number on their chest. And then they got the straps that are kind of like seat belts for, you know, high-speed vehicles or whatever, or harnesses or whatever you want to call them. And I just kind of like them. It's just a little bit different. Other than, you know, a Charlie Brown scribble across the chest or, you know, a cape. Again, this was really hard to do. So, five is RPM.
Spada, number five?
Megaforce.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah, Megaforce outfits are awesome.
I really like the Megaforce outfits. Now, the show itself, we'll talk about that after the show is done. After, I mean, the Megaforce show is done.
Yes,
but
I know.
They are all very interesting. I mean, the gold lining, you would look at a Ranger and you could pretty much guess if they're land, sea, or air. The overall aesthetic and just combined look of the suit is very cool. Plus, their token Zord animal is trying to eat their face on the side of their helmet. I like that for some reason.
Why am I flashing to 10 things I hate about you? I have a dick on my face, don't I?
I was thinking more like 10,000 ways to die, but hey.
Oh, yeah, I don't watch that show on Spike TV. all right, my number five is Lightspeed Rescue. The Lightspeed Rescue suits are basically a military-based suit because obviously they come from the Aqua Base, and I thought their helmet designs are the most unique out of any series that I had seen up to that point. And it was just so cool. And for some strange reason, when they did the morphing sequence and the whole chest thing pops out, and it kind of reminds me of, I don't know, volleyball almost in that morphing sequence where they throw the thing out and then step into it to morph.
What the hell kind of volleyball do you play?
Very interesting Kentucky volleyball.
Because usually we just hit the ball over the net. I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
You go back and watch the Lightspeed Rescue morphing sequence, and hopefully you'll see what I see. But if you don't, whatever.
Well, let me just say that the Lightspeed Rescue morphing sequence is so much better than Go-Go 5's. It is worlds better.
Yeah, it's like the whole, it's like something that I don't even know how to explain it, but yeah, I mean, I dig the morphing sequence. It's just, I just think the suits are kind of bland. They almost look like that flag, I don't even know what flag that is.
You mean Umbrella for Resident Evil?
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
I'm sure they got a flag somewhere in that game.
No, that is pretty similar to the flag in Resident Evil for Umbrella Corporation.
Yeah, the Umbrella Corporation.
It doesn't help that the Lightspeed Rescue folks have giant targets in the middle of their body mass.
Yeah, that's true. Nah. All right, number four, Scotty.
Samurai. I love the samurai outfits. The different colors with the black pants, the symbol on their helmet is all different all the way around. I really dig the samurai, you know, outfits. And I know we're not talking too much about powered-up modes, but once he got that white coat, that mofo looked badass. He was badass.
No, he looked like, you know, 1997, 1998 J-Lo in that green dress. That's what that white coat reminds me of, is that J-Lo, that famous J-Lo dress.
It makes me think of the white coat makes me think of Doctor Strange. Especially the red one in the team-up movie.
Yeah. All right, you're number four, Spada.
SPD.
Hmm.
I like it simply because each costume is asymmetrical, and I kind of dig the numbers. I like the numbering sequence. And then they get their SWAT upgrades. And
the
SWAT mode literally pops out of the rest of their outfit. And I'm just like, oh, hell yes. You went from little dinky gun to giant ass cannon? Yes. And then there's Doggy, who he has a freaking 100 painted over his chest and a giant samurai sword, and he pretty much kicks everyone's butt. In fact, it's the final battle in the show isn't the Power Rangers. It's Doggy Krueger. The Shadow Ranger. He's the Shadow Ranger, right?
Yep, Shadow Ranger.
I keep calling him Deca Master.
You can call him whatever you want.
My number four, regardless of Spada's inappropriate saying that they're basically pointing to their crotches, I still love the Time Force uniforms. I thought those were so cool.
I love the show.
Everything about Time Force is cool.
I love the show. Don't get me wrong. Love the show.
No, I know you do. I know you do. What is your number three, Scotty?
SPD. I like how they have the numbers on their chest and it's going up and down instead of across.
Yeah. All right, Spada number three.
Mystic Force.
Why?
No, we're doing good lists this time, Spada.
Yeah, what the hell?
I dig the capes. And then their powered-up forms are just badass.
You can't count that, though.
Well, I know that. Well, I am well aware of that. But I actually really like the Mystic Force outfits. The one thing you guys need to realize is I've also... in Japan... people who are of magical persuasion or are learning magic always are shown as having like half capes. So this is normal in Japanese pop culture. There are a lot of other anime shows and a lot of other manga that have this like half cape. Mm-hmm. And so for me, that's perfectly normal. I see that a lot. Mm. And plus, the version of their Zords are pretty much right there in the masks, though I do admit that red, green, and yellow, it would be very hard to see out of those helmets. I admit that fully. Yes. And the entire insignia of their Rangerdom, the show, the M for magic, is built into the lines of the suit. They're very cool suits. I like them a lot, but I totally understand why people hate them.
Well, yeah. Well, you're also crazy. Looking at it from a different point of view. Like you have a little bit more, you know. And obviously, we're doing these lists on personal opinions, and your personal opinion is based off of knowledge from the Sentai show, with you know people learning and you know learning magic and only having half a cape. So it means a little bit more to you, and it makes a little bit more sense to you. Me and Mike. Watch Mystic Force and see a Power Ranger suit with a cape.
You know what exactly. I mean? But also, if you look back at the show, when they're in the secret woods of Stupid, they have the half capes as well.
They do, yeah.
Wow.
They
do.
So they, it transfers...
They that out, because they sure did not.
Yeah, it actually transfers from the show of them being in that stupid woods. They have the capes there when they're practicing, and then when they morph, they have the capes in morphed form as well.
Yeah, Mike only has a half a computer because he's the worst podcaster ever. He's still learning.
My number three is the MSTR outfits.
I'm sorry. What was that, Mike? I couldn't hear you over the half of microphone you're using.
I'm having a good time right now.
My number three is the MMPR suits. They're nice. They're cool. I like them. They're all right. They were the originals. They're great. I still have, in my personal opinion, I still like two others better. Actually, technically four others, but we'll get to that later. I thought they were super cool when the show first debuted, but as we've seen other suits since then, for me, they're not the best suits that I absolutely love. Like, if I'm going to wear, not that I could, but if I was going to wear a Mighty Morphin era suit, it would not be one of the main five. Number two, Scotty?
Mighty Morphin Power Rangers. I love the suits. Absolutely love the suits. 100% don't hate anything about the suits. And in fact, I love, you know, the Green Ranger suit as well. I know we're not necessarily counting that, but...
Yes, we are.
Just keep going.
But yeah, just a big fan.
All right. Spada?
Ninja Storm!
Yeah, I love Ninja Storm suits.
I freaking love these suits. And the reason I like the suits is because of their simplicity. But not only that, if you actually look at the suits of the three main Rangers, they're multi-layered. The suits have, yes, there's their typical color. I get that. And I understand that a lot of the simplicity would not be liked based on what we've had in the past at that point. But they're ninjas. They're supposed to be simple. Plus, they have chainmail on their arms, or reasonable facsimile of chainmail on their arms. And then the Thunder Rangers are just freaking awesome. And then the Green Samurai Ranger is pretty badass. Plus, he has a giant bat for a weapon. I mean, that's pretty cool.
I could deal without his spinning helmet.
The spinning helmet is a little dumb. I will admit that. Especially if you were inside the helmet, that would give me a headache.
That's got to give you a bad hair day right out of the gate.
Oh God.
Yeah.
Green Samurai hair twist. And Cam did not have short hair.
Yes, he did. Cam had short hair.
Still, that would get caught.
Yeah, it would still mess up.
Oh, no, I'm not saying, but it's not like he has, like, you know, rock star, you know, 80s rock metal hair.
No, it's not like he has Tommy's hair, no.
Yeah, no, yeah, no. Speaking of, I'm cheating. I don't care. It's my show. I can cheat if I want to.
You can cheat.
Number two, the Green and the White Ranger from Mighty Morphin Power Rangers. Now, the only reason why I'm cheating is because technically he was not part of the team originally. With the Green Ranger, and with the White Ranger, he became the leader of the team.
So what's that mean? Why can't you just use him as the Mighty Morphin Power Ranger suits?
Because his suits were different than the, like, his suits were, his green suit was different from the originals. Well, sure, the shield, I guess you could argue the shield is the only thing different, but the white suit was completely different from the original MMPR suits. So, yeah, green and white, Tommy, number two. All right. The number one. What is your number one, Scotty?
What do you think my number one is?
Just say it already.
Power Rangers Zeo.
Oh, that's right. Yep. Yeah, I still can't get over those helmets.
I absolutely love the helmets because they're numbered from 1 to 5 with their points. I love their... It's not really a... what do you call the shoulder pads? But all of the suits have the
crest.
Yeah, the crest with the gold around it. Gold on the belts, gold on the boots. They're all solid colors. You know, in most of the outfits, the girls have like the mini skirts or whatever. These also have the mini skirts. And then to top it off, I don't care what anybody says. The best looking Power Ranger suit of all time is the Black and Gold Ranger. That thing is amazing looking, and that's why they're my number one.
Only if Jason's in it. To hell with Trey.
That's fine. Trey was in it for like 13 seconds. Scrap.
I know.
Yeah. Trey was in it for 13 seconds. All three of them.
Yeah.
Spado, what is your number one?
MMPR. The original. And the reason I'm going with the original is, quite frankly, it's the one that got it started, that started everything. And to this day, I still look back on it very fondly with a lot of love in my heart. Plus, let's face it, the Green Ranger was fucking awesome. He was, yes. He just looked badass. And they all have dinosaurs for helmets. I mean, how more awesome do you need to be?
Yeah, and I don't want to sound.
Don't make me hurt you.
Whatever. But no. But like they have like the matching diamonds on the matching on the matching gloves, or like their, you know, their wrist
and the boots.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. The boots. Yeah, I mean, I love those outfits. You know, the giant chest diamonds, they look amazing.
Now, yes, I will freely admit that this show came out back in the, what was it, for Super Sentai.
20 years ago.
No, for Super Sentai, it's even older. I think
35, 36, something like that.
I want to say it was 92, so just a year older. So, yeah, it was the early 90s in Japan, but still. They are badass, and they will always be my favorite team because they were the first, and they have arguably one of the best, some of the best weapons individually too.
Well,
arguably, I said arguably.
I just thought, oh crap! Now people are going to want us to do a top 10 weapons show. We are not doing that. We're not doing that. Well, we kind of are. We're kind of not. My number one, I would effectively say, outside of nostalgia and outside of growing up with the original MMPR, that this season is by far the one I love the most. Dino Thunder. People go back and listen to all the countdowns we've done. Pretty much Dino Thunder has been my number one every single time.
Yep.
I thought that the Dino Thunder suits were really cool. I really enjoyed them. What I mentioned earlier about the super mode, I love how they did the super modes for Dino Thunder. I thought that was super cool.
And the most recent Super Sentai, Kyoryuger, is copying that.
Oh, wow. Specifically, honestly, the White Ranger in Dino Thunder, the way his super dino mode was done, that was super awesome. Very, very awesome.
Dino Thunder, just as a whole, is pretty damn good.
Yes. Yes, it is. Any other final thoughts before we head to break, guys?
Nope.
All right. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back and fill you people in on what else is going on and everything else, and we'll be back after this.
Hello, everyone. This is Jason David Frank, and you are listening from the Command Center, Geekcast Radio Network.
Coming to Grand Rapids, Michigan on September 21st and 22nd is GrandCon Gaming and Comics Convention, presented by Celebration Cinemas. Join us in playing or chatting it up with fellow enthusiasts in a community that understands your passions. Get lost in the adventure of your favorite role-playing game. Admire costumes and art from vendors and attendees. Meet the creators behind your favorite mainstream and independent games and comic books. Check out unpublished games and sneak peek at things to come. You can get all this and more at GrandCon. For more information, please visit www.grand-con.com.
Pixels in the Animation is the next cartoon review podcast series in the Geekcast Radio Network's long history of review series. We've had Transformers, He-Man, and Mask as far as the cartoon review podcasts we have done,
Now we bring in TV's Mr. Neil as he and TFG and Mike break down 9 video game cartoon series. Steve Megatron will join us for the Mega Man and Sonic episodes. We'll be reviewing and analyzing every episode of the Mario, Zelda, Captain N, Mega Man, Donkey Kong, and Sonic cartoons. You can expect us to go in-depth and also talk about the game franchises that spawned these cartoons. So tune in summer 2013 as we find the pixels in the animation.
The Pull Bag is the GCRN's place for everything you need in the comic book world. We focus on new and current comics, while also tackling a few back issues here and there. So join the entire GCRN crew and see what issues the hosts have with today's panels. You can find The Pull Bag on iTunes and GeekCastRadio.com. Make your great escape into comics.
It's been a long time, but back to action!
So that's going to do it for the top 10 best 5, worst 5 costumes. Very, very interesting road we're heading down with these top lists. I will say right now, and I'm springing this on Scotty and Spada, for when we get to episode 28 in 2 weeks, I changed it. We're not doing 5 best and 5 worst Rangers. We're just doing generally top 20 favorite Rangers. So that'll be episode 28. Next week, we're doing something really cool, I think. And that one will actually be, I don't know, we're going to talk about that off air. But it's going to be some sort of double episode. It just has to be. But we'll talk about that off air. Anything else you guys want to bring up before I close it out?
Nope.
Spada?
Nope, I've got nothing.
All right. Thank you for joining us here on From the Command Center. There are several ways to get in contact with us. Leave feedback for the show. Visit the network websites, geekcastradio.com and popculturenetwork.com. You can join the forums over at Pop Culture Network and now at Geekcast Radio Network as well. We have user forums. Leave the show's feedback in iTunes. Please do this. We do appreciate any and all feedback, and we do take constructive criticism somewhat properly. Follow us on Twitter. Mine is TFG and Mike. Spada, what is your Twitter?
Bolt Matrix.
You can also follow at Geekcast Radio for all our network updates, and you can also follow at Pop Culture Net for all the Pop Culture Network updates. Become a fan on Facebook. Go to facebook.com/Geekcast Radio Network. You can also search out Pop Culture Network on Facebook. Head over to youtube.com/Pop Culture Network, where the award-winning From the Command Center video series is on hiatus. What's going on with your video show?
It'll be fine this weekend. It's the beginning of every month, and I did one last month, so.
Oh, did you? Yeah. Okay, cool. Cool. All right, awesome. Call the voicemail line. Tell us the show you're leaving the message for and your name. 502-526-5821. We hope you enjoyed this episode of From the Command Center. I wish you'll join us next week when we talk about the top 10 morphers and upgrades. So it's basically going to be a top 20 kind of thing where we do best 5, worst 5 for each morpher and upgrade. So we'll talk about that off the air, how we're going to actually work that out. All right, so for now, I am TFG and Mike with
Scotty Cash,
Spade of the Vault Matrix.
Thank you for listening. Until next time.
Worst podcaster ever.
Use, you lose.
I better get going.
Going? Where are you going?
Shopping. I checked my closet this morning, and there's a serious shortage of black in there. See ya.
Hey, Skunk, what's that sound?
I think it's those gray guys behind you.
What gray guys? Hey, Skull!
Yeah, Bulgy.
They're coming toward us! We need the Power Rangers!
Let the power protect you.